How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
And
how is your life?
You
first greet all your brethren.
Tell
them they awaited in the Jerusalem city of
heavens.
Angels already rejoiced over that.
In
the day you got
saved.
The entire heavens rejoiced.
They wait
to get back home in your home.
And
the doors of heavens too, you know them. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We
thank the Lord.
The
good time is added to us. In his presence.
Move
on, do us good.
The
goodness of his word.
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
We want to
move on
with
the call of God.
God is called upon Uganda.
God is called upon Uganda.
God is called
upon Uganda in the era of AD.
As it was
on Israel in the BC.
And it was
marked in the Bible. Just as we first
heard.
Also marked in the history. Spoken most by European
explorers
in the book entitled My African Journey. All that we saw it.
And
we began to see prophecies released in the AD.
And they
spoke of the call of the nation of Uganda.
We
singled out two types of visions.
We picked
out the Australian vision.
And
we singled out four issues in it.
Major
issues building up that vision.
And the
first we saw unwinded it up.
We still
move on with our second
issue. Right.
The man meant to head God's final work.
Meant
to be like Prophet Elijah,
Nabi Musa,
Prophet Moses,
and
as King David.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. After finishing see many reasons,
why that
man be like Prophet Elijah,
and
why is he meant to be like Prophet Moses?
We moved
on to see our general reason.
Why
that man
meant
to head God's final work on the planet
Earth,
based in Africa. The Pearl of Africa,
meant
to be like Prophet Elijah
and
the Prophet Moses.
In our
reasons, in this general reason,
it
holds six
reasons.
It holds seven reasons. We finished the
five. We
still move on with the sixth reason.
In
the sixth reason, it tells us
that
that the double anointing
of
the Holy Spirit
in
his fullness, they are the seven spirits of God
and the
seven eyes of God,
and
they have been doubled
in the
sign of the lampstand.
In
the symbol of two lampstands,
it will
flow in God's final work on the planet Earth.
And
it's basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Here
we hold many other points we've been
seeing.
Showed you the first point.
The spread
vision on the nation of Uganda.
Showed
the man meant to head God's final work.
I know. The
final work on planet
Earth
is to be like Prophet Elijah.
Moses.
Because there was no sign indicated in the middle between Elijah and Moses,
caused
us to indicate multiplication sign to multiply
between
Elijah and Moses.
We
got a double portion of the
anointing
which appeared in the prophet Elisha.
And
it ended on him
in
the nation of Israel.
God passed
through the Australian vision and prophecy there. He showed on the nation of Uganda the double anointing, the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled. The sign of the two lampstands, God's final work on planet Earth, it's basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, to fulfill Revelation 11, the verse 3 and 4, that the other two witnesses, they are the two cherubims, those who manifested their power and prophet Elijah and Moses, do that final work, the double portion which appeared in Elijah, in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
On
that point we saw it in our second reason.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We got the second reason.
The lampstand is
that these two lampstands, they symbolize the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God, and they have been doubled from the two great anointed cherubims. There we realize how the Spirit of God is multiplied double, the Spirit of wisdom is multiplied double, the Spirit of understanding
has
been doubled, the Spirit of counsel, the counsel of God
is multiplied
doubled. That's the Holy Scriptures word. Spirit of power of God passing through the word of God and his angels, they have been doubled. Spirit of knowledge of God
brings
light of full knowledge of God and his glory, and he's to doubled. And the spirit of fear of God to hating evil and to help many come from evil,
and
he's been doubled. That was our second point, our second reason. We see our general reason.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the third point, we show the flow of the seven spirits of God, the flow of the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. According to how the Bible is in heavens, its copy on the world, that's what
we
taught all concerning the double portion. It's the Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled. We are to check out their works and their manifestations, even the power through the word of God. As the Bible is in heavens, as its Bible is on the world. Told in Isaiah 34:16 to seek in the book of the Lord, and seek in the book of the Lord. Spirit gathered all. Revelation 5:1-4. And he showed us the copy of Bible in heaven. Daniel 10 from verse 19 and 21. Showed us how they brought scriptures from the copy of Bible in heaven to make the copy of Bible on earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So point yokuna,
now our fourth point
in
our sixth reason, to see the removing of the seven seals from the book of God, the Holy Bible, shows that the word of God, the Holy Scriptures, they are purified seven times through the seven spirits of God.
It's
time it's shown in the double portion. Seven spirits are doubled.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
In
the Psalms 12:6, say the word of God, it is pure, as gold refined seven times. Revelation 5:1-6. And they showed the book of God with seven seals. And the one who takes off its seals must have the seven spirits. Showed the Holy Scriptures purified seven times through the seven spirits of God. That's how we're going to take off those seals for the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
point ya fayo kutano.
In our 50 points,
nsonga ya fayo mukano.
In the 6th reason,
yetulaba wasi wensonga ya fayo wa.
That we see under the general reason.
Wacho msaja inokulema mulimu gwa katoro.
Why the man meant to head God's final work.
Kusema zinga wensi.
On the planet Earth.
Ayinokubanga nabira
Elijah. Meant to be like prophet Elijah.
Ranga nabi Musa.
The prophet Moses.
So, yelimu point musamvu.
In that he has 7 points. Kulame
yo mukaga.
We show you the 6th.
Eyo mukaga yelimu point yendale yo kutano.
But the 6th is as the other 50 points.
And
say the revealing of the word of God, the holy scriptures of the Bible,
was
purified 7 times through the 7 spirits of God, them to reveal the power of the word of God, 7 groups of the holy angels. So, Psalms 103 from 19 to 20, and they said they are the angels, the mighty ones, who fulfill the word of God. Revelations 8, verse 1 and 2, and they show there are 7 commanders of angels and the 7 trumpets. And the Revelations 15, from verse 1 to 5, and they show the 7 groups of angels, those holding the weapons of God. And we saw the thousands of the angels who are to work under the 7 spirits of God in the double portion. And they are based in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now we ended, and we were on our 6th point. Under our 6th reason, which say that the double anointing of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, they are the 7 spirits of God, and they have been doubled. In the symbol of the 2 lampstands is the flow in God's final work on planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
So point
now our 6th point that we ended as we heard, that the portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit that
we
get through the teaching, it will remain revealing the fullness of the word of God.
So portion here, the
portion we started of it yesterday, and we were told that we shouldn't worry on how we shall fulfill this work. But he tells us
point
in the 6th point, in the 6th reason, that the portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit that you get through these teachings remain revealing the fullness of the word of God. And we noted as we said, the portion of the double anointing, the portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit doubled. They are the 7 spirits and the 7 eyes of God. They have been doubled. That you will get through this teaching, it will remain filling you the Holy Spirit. And you will be filled with the full knowledge of God and His glory, as the word of God is.
Now
we got our introduction of the scriptures, where we heard the 1 John, the chapter 2, verse 26. And to 29, where they showed us the anointing that we get through the teaching as it remains teaching us. And we were taught by that anointing to remain teaching us. We don't refuse the Spirit speaking, neither any prophecy, but we test all by that anointing.
From
1 Thessalonians 5:19-23. And we were showed in John 14:26 that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, when He will come, He will teach us all, even remind us all. Knew the portion of that anointing anointing. Holy Spirit who comes in us. He remains teaching us. And he comes as the Holy Scriptures.
According
to John 6:63. And the many others we heard. John 6:63 it says. The words he tells us. They are spirits. And they are life.
So but what's in the
we ended there.
Taken
to see the three steps.
Steps
of being filled of the Holy Spirit. We saw one of them. We want to go to the second step.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And then
to begin to see this heading under the other heading.
There
are three steps.
That
you pass through to be filled of the Holy Spirit. They are the seven spirits of God. This time in a double portion. The first step they told us to hear the word of God, the Holy Scriptures of the Bible. And these are the spirits.
Step when
step God explained of it well.
Explained
in John 6:63. The
words
tell us their spirits and they are life. God explained many scriptures.
So the
second step, which say that the breathing of the breath of the word of God, the Holy Scriptures, from the mouth of the prophets, from the mouth of the servants of God, in the way of waves of fire, breathing of the word of God, the Holy Scriptures, from the servants of God, in the way of waves of fire.
Yes,
praise of Jesus much. After we shall head on to the third step.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's first finish. In the second step. That you pass to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Say
the breathing of the word of God, the Holy Scriptures, from the servants of God, in the way of wave of fire.
So
we want to start from right here. Bible says in John 20, the verse 19 and the 23, and it says this, the way of being filled of the Holy Spirit through the breath of the word of God, the Holy Scriptures, and the servants of God in the form of waves of fire. John chapter 20 from verse 19 and 23.
Yokana esula ya makumi abiri.
John chapter 20 from verse 19.
Awo kulunaku luli akawungezi. Kulunaku olusoka munaku musanvu. Enzijibwezali ngaziga duao. Aba igirizwa mwebali. Olokutia abayudaya. Yesu najja na imirira wakati mubo. Na abagamba nti emirembe jibe mumwe.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to John chapter 20. Starting from verse 19.
Shows
the disciples then after Christ had been crucified. They went to hide themselves on the building. Then they shut themselves in there. As they had shut themselves in, he appeared in their midst.
And
not open doors for him.
He
didn't pass the window that it was open, but he reached in their middle. He told them that peace be with you. Repeat this verse that we hear. John chapter 20 from verse
19. Kulunako olusoka munako omusanvu. Enzijibwe zali nga zigaddwawo. Abayigirizwa mwe baali olw'okutya Abayudaaya. Yesu najja n'ayimirira wakati mu bo. N'abagamba nti emirembe gibe mu mmwe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Baali begaliddeyo mu Roma.
They had shut themselves in the room. And it did leave neither a window open, but they saw Jesus in their midst. Spoke that peace be unto you. But after he finished, he moved on to breathe on them the breath of the Holy Spirit through the Holy Scriptures. Praise Jesus much. The appearing in the midst did pass through a door, neither in the windows.
Explained
to them in the John 3, starting from verse 5, reaching the verse 6, and he spoke this. First, get in that John. Get
this
reason why he was able to come in their midst. When he didn't pass the windows,
not
even the doors, but just reached in their midst. Let's read over here. John 3 from verse 5.
Yes, Nadamunti, Daladalangugamanti. Omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mazzi na mwoyo tayinza kuyingira mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda. Olunyolo mukaaga. Ekizaalibwa omubiri kiba mubiri, n'ekizaalibwa omwoyo kiba mwoyo. Olw'omusanvu, tewewunya kubanga nkugambye nti ekiba gwanira okuzaalibwa omulundi ogw'okubiri. Olunyolo munaana. Empewo ekuntira gy'oyagala, n'owulira okuwuma kwayo, naye tomanyi gy'eva, newankubadde gy'egenda. Bwate bwabeera buli muntu yenna azaalibwa omwoyo.
Yabanyonyola n'abagamba.
He explained it all to them.
Bw'ozaalibwa omwoyo.
When you are born of spirit.
Waliwo omubiri gw'ofuna oguva mu
ggulu. There is a body you get from heaven.
Kati osobola okusigala nga obulira mu mpewo.
Now you can vanish in the air.
Ne bakulabira awo ng'ogguse.
Just see you abruptly arriving.
Kati akanyomera ako k'osoma mu Yokaana essuula ya 20.
Read in the John 20.
Ne 19.
The verse 19.
Kati abayigirizwa baali beggalidde.
Disciples had shut themselves.
Mu kizimbe olw'okutya Abayudaaya.
Into the building for fear of the Jews.
Baggalawo amadinisa
ne shut the windows.
Naye baba bali mu kizimbe.
As they were in the building.
Mukama waffe Yesu n'abbulukira
mu kasikatiga. Jesus arrived in their midst.
Kubanga yali atuukiriza ekyo yabagamba.
He was fulfilling what he told them.
Yokaana essuula y'okusatu.
In the John 3.
Olw'okutaano.
In the verse 5.
Tuukira ddala ku lw'omunaana.
Reaching the verse 8.
N'agamba nti bw'ozaalibwa omwoyo.
When you're born of spirit.
N'amazzi.
Even water.
Okuzaalibwa omulundi ogw'okubiri.
You get born again.
Ofuuka ekyenjawulo.
You become something different.
Ekizaalibwa omwoyo ne kiba mwoyo.
But spirit is spirit.
Ng'empewo bw'ebeera.
Just as the wind is.
Ogiraba ng'ekunta.
You see it blowing.
Ky'otomanyi gy'eva.
You don't know where it comes from. Neither where it goes. Have you ever closed doors to the wind? It never enters. It's what he told them. After
I
would have gotten born again and have risen up, I will be like that wind.
You
cannot shut me out.
Then
he fulfilled it.
We too,
when we get health strengthened in him, it happens on us.
It's
not what we look most to. We want to see the feeling of the Holy Spirit through the breath of the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures,
the
mouth of the holy ministers of God,
in
way of waves of fire. Read the verse 20.
Yokaana essuula ya
20, John 20, verse 20.
Awo bwe yamala okwogera bw'atyo, n'abalaga engalo ze n'embirizi ze, abayigirizwa ne basanyuka bwe baalaba Mukama waabwe. Olunyolwa 2:1. Awo Yesu n'abagamba nate nti, emirembe gibe mu mmwe, nga Kitange bwe yantuma nze, nange bwe ntyo mbasindika mmwe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Yabagamba nga Kitange bwe yantuma.
Told them as my Father sent me.
Nange mbatuma
mmwe. Me too I send you.
Naye tayitasobola kubatuma nga tabawadde
mwoyo. Not send them when he has not given them the Spirit.
Newankubadde tuwawudde mu Yokaana 6:63.
Though we had John 6:63.
Na Mukama waffe Yesu yennyula abayigiriza bwe yali ng'abayigiriza.
Jesus explained the disciples as he told them.
Ebigambo bye mbagamba gwe
mwoyo. The words I said to you, they are spirit. They are life.
So bali bagenda maaso okujjuzibwa omwoyo okuyita mu byawandiikwa bitukuvu.
Feel the Spirit through the Holy Scriptures.
Mu ngeri y'ebigambo.
The way of words which are spirits that
you
first heard about.
But
in the second step, that there is the breath of the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, the mouth of the holy ministers of God, in the way of waves of fire.
This
next step he followed after his resurrection. He had finished the first step.
When
first what he told them to pull the Spirit in them. the anointing, power of the Holy Spirit that will help them to be filled with the Spirit of God
and
the full knowledge of God and His glory, as His word is. Step he did it after His resurrection. He used
the word of God.
Of the word of God, the Holy Scriptures, the mouth of the holy ministers, those of God, in the way of waves of fire. Next, verse
22.
John 20:22.
Yes,
praise Jesus. After he spoke that, and he said,
I
send you as my Father sent me. He breathed in them the breath. And he said, get the Spirit of God. That he was doing. What do you tell you passed through the way of waves of fire? Scriptures moved like a consuming fire. To enter in human hearts. In case there is found powers of darkness,
or
hardening of hearts,
to
consume and burn it, prepare for you fullness of the Holy Spirit. The third step which is following, where the Holy Spirit comes direct, or in being laid on a hand, those who first got filled of the Spirit, then filled in the real fullness. Now you may see he breathed on them. And he said, take the Holy Spirit. And you don't know how it happened. But as we told you, explaining you what is sound.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
This
explain what followed there. How the Spirit passed the Scriptures in the breath of the Scriptures. And it's like waves of fire and reached your hand.
Hearts.
Those who know well, the word sound, what it means. Last time, teacher Isaac explained us. What did you tell us? What is sound? Praise Jesus, brethren. Name, teacher Ivan Jasper. When we saw sound, it means according to physics. These are waves. Waves moving in the space. Or they can even move through a tangible thing.
Yet,
they are waves from the source of the sound. And they reach the destination the sound is to go, where they have to listen to it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. These are waves. You too, when you speak, they move. In the words you preach to others. But here, what changes them? The waves of the fire of the word of God. If you see the Lord Jesus,
he's
prayed in the John 20, in the verse 22,
and
breathed on them the breath, and told them, receive the Spirit. Explain what was involved in the midst there. It was breath of the word of God. Waves of fire. To enter in the hearts. For in Luke 24, from verse 32, one day he spoke with the disciples. Spoke with them after he raised up. And he explained the scriptures. And they had a fire burn them in revealing the scriptures. Let's read we hear.
Luke
24.
Luke 24:32.
That our
hearts did not get burnt in us, in being burnt, their hearts got a burning in them. They felt a fire in them. By the explanation of the scriptures. As he explained the scriptures, in the waves of the scriptures, they move in the form of fire. Ears enter by force. The ears which had contentions and stubbornness. One ear has to hear what the Spirit says the church. As they say in Revelation 2, in the verse 7, that he was an ear. Let him hear what the Spirit says the church. Now, there is Holy Spirit, and he prepares you in the first step. Words of spirit and they are peaceful. If you have stubbornness in you,
he
changes the version
in
the second step. Wants to prepare you be filled. Come in the waves of scriptures and in form of consuming fire. If you can get a striking of the ears and you feel something making a sharp noise in your ears, and it loses you once, it enters inside the heart, and you feel it is all burning up. Some people get contentions in that moment
who
contend with the Spirit. They reject scriptures, they don't want them, but they say we are the ones. Know where you put us.
When
one believes in their heart, shouldn't contend, you have to believe it. According to Romans 10:9 and 12, the person believes in their heart be given righteousness. Romans 10:17, faith comes from hearing. Hearing the word of God. Time we've come as waves of fire, the scriptures. That's why when he spoke with them
and
revealed scriptures explaining, they failed being burnt in the heart. Bible says he began to explain them right from Moses, even all prophets. Briefly get to Luke 24, verse 25 and to 27. Hear how that word happens.
Luke 24:25. Kale ye n'abagamba nti mwa basirusiru abagayavu mitima okukiriza byonna bannabbi bye baayogeranga olwabiri mu omukaaga tekyagwanira Kristo okubonyaabonyezebwa ebyo alyoka ayingire mu kitiibwa kye olwabiri mu omusanvu n'asokera ku Musa ne ku bannabbi bonna n'abategeeza mu byawandiikirwa ebyo byonna ebyamuwandiikirwa ye.
You hear well. You first read things of Moses.
Nabi Musa.
Prophet Moses.
That's very, very.
Just Genesis.
Naingira ukufa.
He enters Exodus.
Nanyonyole
bimukwata ko. Explains what concerns him.
Naingira
Barevi. Leviticus.
Numbers.
Numbers.
Naingira mtabi chokuba.
He enters Deuteronomy.
Na itamu.
He passed through.
Na abadamu zibo.
All the judges.
Na agena natandika kuba nabi okuba ku Samuel.
Prophets from Samuel.
Baka ku nabi Malachi.
Prophet Malachi. And he explained them.
Now,
in explaining them,
explaining
what was involved
as
scriptures revealing them well, right from the Genesis, reaching Prophet Malachi.
Say
in verse 32,
explain
you what was involved as
explained, as
revealed the understanding. Their minds get them into real understanding. Verse 32 is spoken this.
Luke 24:32.
As he revealed the scriptures right from Prophet Moses and all the prophets, their hearts were getting burned.
As he
revealed scriptures, explains the reveals. That
which
explains scriptures command by command. Command by command. commands and above. Scripture by scripture. Scripture by scripture. Four and above scriptures. Here a little, there a little. From the Old and New Testament. It brings a burning in a people's hearts. God takes you from a level where you preach scriptures in the peaceful spirit. As the scriptures, they are spirit, and adds in a level of the second, which corrects and orders you, and you get in you the anointing of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why in the English, give us English version.
It says,
they felt a burning in them. They got a burning.
Let's
read verse 32.
And they said one to another,
did
not our hearts burn within us?
Tejokeredde mufe.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Ntiyamitima jafe. Tejokeredde mufe.
Not our hearts burning
us. Bwabadde abikulebya awandikibwa.
As revealing scriptures.
Tekuba muliro guno oguwo kyenyote oliro oyokebwa.
Fire burning you that you consumed.
Ah.
No.
Kubera muliro. Kuliyawe.
It's a fiery experience.
Ninga.
Doesn't burn that you feel like an iron burning you? No. That's another of evil spirits.
That's
spoken in the first Timothy 4. From verse 1-3. Teaching of demons, you feel an iron searing you. Hot iron. This is there, you feel a fire. It's not inflicting pain. But it molds you up. It orders you.
Works
a special work in you. There is put anointing of fire to burn the powers of darkness. That perhaps which had remained in you. To burn the wrong thoughts. Till you settle, then the Holy Spirit comes in His fullness. In our third step, where it directly comes, laying on our hands from those who got filled before. Must have been first prepared by the first two steps we are studying. As explained and revealed scriptures. Revealing scriptures happens how?
We
reach see how seven spirits of God work in the whole scriptures and physical. We shall see spirit of understanding.
It's
as the way you reveal these scriptures. As he explained in Isaiah.
Isaiah 28.
From verses
9.
To 13. And he says this.
Isaiah 28 from
verse
9. Ababale seyo kuyonka, era bavudde kumabere. Olinyole kumi, kubanga chiba chiragiro kuchiragiro. Echiragiro kuchiragiro. Olunyiriri kulunyiriri. Olunyiriri kulunyiriri. Wano katono au katono.
Kakati agamba.
Now he says,
ani gwaritegeze bibuli.
Who will he explain what is preached?
And he
will draw them understanding.
Wange ngeri yokumanyisa.
The way of making people know.
Eyo moyo wokutegera bwakola mbyawa.
Spirit of understanding how he works in scriptures.
Agamba ntiwa kiragiro
kuchiragiro. He say it is command by command.
Kiragiro kuchiragiro.
Command by command.
Kwe kugamba.
It is to say.
Ebiragu bibiri kubina nokudda wangu.
2-4 and above commands.
Singota nolobyogera bwoti.
If you begin to speak them like this.
Omuntu ono ngatusiddwa kujiba ku step one.
The person is shifted from step one, being filled with the Holy Spirit.
It
comes as the words which are spirits, which flow like living waters.
It
changes on the second level to totally order you.
And
explain command by command. 2-4 commands and above. Changes to come in form of waves of fire. Move like consuming fire. And go deep in the chambers of the heart where sins hide and they snatch them out. powers of darkness are burnt. If you humble under the hand of God, if you take real repentance, that takes place in Proverbs 1:23. That accept my rebuke, I will pour my spirit on you. It will draw you to understand my words. When you fulfill the Isaiah
28
from verse 9 unto 10, and
to
reveal command by command, scripture by scripture, command by command, command by command,
2 to 4
and above commands, 2 scriptures 2 to 4 and above.
Here,
a little there, a little from Old and the New Testament. Second level, be filled. Changes to come like fire. Scripture come in the light, but they enter like consuming fire. Not this which burns much. You feel a fiery experience in your heart.
The
capacity of wanting scripture you want.
Because
what it entered came like fire, it creates a thirst in you.
The greed
of scriptures come in you. I feel I want to know scriptures.
Scripture
till you get it and you get relieved.
The way
you are taken off your peace, that you're
praised,
you feel you're sick. You're in the middle. You're not taken off peace.
People
are not done today. You can't settle.
If
I don't discover the scripture,
at
least you make a phone call. Apostle Saul, Pastor
Saul,
this scripture, you remember it. Give it to me. Don't feel your
day.
Don't get pressing life. The fasting is much. The fasting of the word of God.
Yeah,
you know the level you're on. Shift from level 1. Coming like
water,
putting on pressure.
It doesn't
push you to seek for scriptures. When it changes second level, you know it's about to be filled.
Some of
you insult him like
first,
and you get back, first step, you get called.
Others
are lagging there for a long time. Don't reach the second step. This verse 13. In Isaiah 28. It shows that
which
speaks scriptures you, the one will be filled. One will begin to hear they can no more contend with them. Come scripture by scripture. Unto the humble, go as living waters, words of spirit. And to those
hardened,
you feel striking like fire. You feel, if you preach in the middle of people,
they
teach you the experience there. This time,
streams
of living waters, of the scriptures, the milk of the word.
And this
the hardened, they move like waves of fire in them.
Those
who are cleansed, they go as fire. But when people preaching,
people
fail to get where to pass.
This
is what is pouring outwards. That's why he speaks in the verse 13.
Isaiah 28:13.
Isaiah 28:13.
Ekigambo kya Mukama tekiriva kibeera gye bali, ekiragiro ku kiragiro, ekiragiro ku kiragiro, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, wano katono awo katono, bagende bagwe bugazi, bamenyeke, bategebwe, bakwatibwe.
Akati bwe kitanuka okujjabwe ekiti kigambo kya Mukama.
To come like that, the word of God.
Kiragiro ku kiragiro.
Command by command. Command by command.
Ebiragiro biri kubina.
Two to four commands.
Kitanuka okwata emitima gy'abantu.
Capture people's hearts.
Oliranga ate oweddalu kimukwatira ddala oliranga omukono. Ngawuliranga omukono.
They are held feeling a handhold.
Ngukunyiga gwe.
It's pressing madness and stubbornness out.
But what way?
They will be captured.
They
will be beaten backwards. And they will break. It will fall flat. It comes like that, command by command. Command by command. Scripture by scripture. Scripture by scripture. Two to four scriptures. And above. Begin to preach it like that.
You have
surety of your brethren be filled with the Spirit and they become special ministers.
We
have a little there, a little.
Straight
from the Old and New Testament and it's revealed. Now you know God has helped you.
The army is already prepared.
Those who humble in the midst of them.
Beat
down those who lifted themselves up against the word of God. Those who twisted it, the meaning of the word of God. And those who subtracted from it, and they add in it theirs. They are going to be captured. The example. Acts chapter
7.
It shows Apostle Stephen. After he reached the level of being filled with the Spirit. Contended with five churches. Religions. Yet they could not overcome him. The level we are going on, the final work of God on the planet Earth, basically in Uganda, part of Africa, speak of a portion of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. Seven spirits doubled. To work in the final work of God,
basing
in Uganda, part of Africa,
will
be this fullness.
First,
this level as well. To reach a place, you explain. Five religions will line up. You get one by one. Send them the fire of the
word. Never
speak words of spirits which flow in the heart. These are not hardened. They are
war.
Those are born again who are fallen. Now, adverts I speak
out
in the waves of fire.
You
get fire of scriptures in their hearts. Change the version. Don't go
what's
the spirit which flow like living waters. Let's go in the consuming fire.
We burn demons,
powers of darkness in those hearts. Even the minds.
We contend
everything lifting against the knowledge of God. We break those contentions.
Reading
the Acts 7.
No,
Acts chapter 6.
Acts 6
verses 8.
Stefano bwe yajula ekisana amaanyi n'akolanga amagero n'obubonero obunene mu bantu olw'omwenda naye ne bayimuka abantu abamu abekuŋŋaaniro eriyitibwa eryabali Betino.
That was the first.
Eryabali Betino.
Libertines.
But
it's a synagogue. It's a type of religion. Acts 6 verse 9.
The
Cyrenians. Alexandrians. The Cilicians. Even the Buddhists were there, the Asians. They all gathered before Stephen. Listen very well. Acts 6 verse 9. Contentions began.
Acts
6:10.
So
they were not able to stand the wisdom
of
the spirit by which is preached.
He
spoke spirits.
With
that face God.
He changed
the spirit of understanding. You know religions? Catholics?
Protestants,
Adventists,
Adventist,
Muslims, Jehovah's, and they line up and you begin on them.
That was
meant to have been filled. You pass the three steps.
At least on
the second, you can try on them. When you went to things just happen like that.
The
spirit of wisdom, wisdom in the word,
no create
to bring the voice. Move like waves into the hearts, and they were trembling and panting for breath. What is wrong with us? Those who came with thousands of questions and they vanished, the questions vanished.
I
compared with the list of questions, but they vanished. Big scriptures and they burn out that foolishness in their hearts. And they are moved like waves of fire. Those who to confront people of new generations,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Or perhaps
what confront you realized it. They usually come here and they raise hands. And they want to bring
stuff.
And you answer them.
Me,
I make command in me. Go as waves of fire. Inside the hearts.
They
begin to see, they are begin to settle.
The service,
they don't want to live, they want to be there.
To be trained
of God, 7 years, you call it
little,
the journey of heaven,
walked
in the Bible for 7 years, don't
you not
see, understand written on my forehead? It's me who know.
What
Bill called fullness of knowledge of God and His glory. He said,
understand,
for I moved here.
Then
you go realizing it. Began to understand it.
Began to
know how they are done.
God, when someone
stubborn comes, I can speak with them and they calm down.
Even
but what I'm doing inside me, I speak one, two.
Though
I live and go, I
live
when the
scriptures
remain,
become
with the fire boiling in you.
God
tells me, go to this place.
Go speak with them
20, 40 words. Those are what I speak. After I leave the place, go on. Me, leave me the next work.
You
may call a phone.
That
place you went to pay, I'm saying, you build there, you will pay me later. Why don't you pour material? We don't rob any person.
And
there was no any robbing involved. Payment, we've reached a halfway.
But
give an opportunity to this place. Going that, go speak with that person. When you reach there, use this and this
one.
Command them to become fire.
Which
doesn't consume.
Wabura.
But which stir us up. read Ezra chapter 1. Bible
say,
and the spirit stirred up the heart of King Cyrus. How did he stir him up?
We are in a university. For most,
new generation
with the full knowledge of God.
International
ministry. But it's rightful
name. New generation with the full knowledge of God. International university.
New generation with the full knowledge of God.
International university.
For we are told we first begin on this level.
Because
government was not to accept give us a university. Reach a time, prove and say. International Heavenly University.
A copy of
university in heaven is on earth. You know they are sacred.
And
I told you by the Spirit of God, all time we shall be in wonders.
For
7 years I remain used to that. If I reach, I can fail to what can I
speak?
I begin above heavens. I begin under the earth. Where? On the church,
there are
many secrets here. Begin that here.
Too much.
I did speak as a story of fields.
There
are many. Now I speak of where?
Oh,
I tell them of what?
One
day moved Pastor David and we left here. We go like
Entebbe.
We are footing. I'm speaking
to them.
He forgot that we are moving on foot.
He didn't know
what I'd done to him.
He reached
Entebbe and we come back. I'm speaking scriptures.
Putting,
he doesn't realize he's putting. He's just going like that.
Don't speak wicked. You say,
why do we foot? God doesn't give us transport. Now what I did to him. The word in him to drive him. And he could not even ask me, where and when did we pass this place?
My
brethren, accept the work of God. This is the work of God. The final on the planet Earth. Passing Uganda, Pearl of Africa. All over the entire world.
For
the world never heard of this, no matter how it was claimed. Promise is going to make a miracle. An amazing work. And a wonder. Others who shake their heads are proving it. What is that? This happened in the midst of the world.
Yet
have not been revealed how they happened. I don't know how Stephen disputed with these people. I don't know how he did it.
Hardened.
Religions.
He
lined up each with deep contentions.
What Stephen
is what is happening even beyond. If
the
Holy Spirit doesn't prepare us like that, it may be hard to contend with what is the word. Religions are many.
Beliefs
attaching on Christ Jesus.
And
in the full salvation. Contend with the rightful salvation. It means
to come
the world to prove I'm going to fight so much. You must have been prepared well.
All
tricks which of depths. I would have come in this world to stand. I've come to head God's final work. What does it mean?
Huh.
He doesn't know what it means come to attach himself.
Know
what it means. Speak as it means.
Jesus
speak with the Pharisees.
And they came
questions, wanting to challenge him.
Telling Matthew
19,
can you
just a woman
over
any issue?
Have you
read in Genesis chapter 2,
18-24? God created
one man and one woman.
God
joined, don't do separate
quotations
from other scriptures, those which were twisted.
Deuteronomy
24.
Why
did Moses say,
write a
letter, chase them?
He
told them,
Ezekiel
20,
23
down.
Because
of the happening of your heart, Moses told you that. It wasn't that. Because
you rejected
the laws of God,
he
to give you the laws
of God
that you would not live.
But in the
beginning, it wasn't like that. And they fell.
Pharisees
moved away.
And
the disciples told him,
if everyone
marries,
let's
give up
marriage.
Told them, let's leave that even.
The
one God chose out.
But
they had scriptures.
Yet
Pharisees got them as consuming fire.
And
they moved away. What we hear on is that
God speaks
double portion, not speak it's a joke. There is a mission to burst out in the world.
People's
hearts will be persuaded by scriptures, will be surprised.
The way they
preach on them,
it will
depend on which step someone is. Even to them who contend. And it is said,
move
on to understand what is preached.
It
become a sure terror.
How
will it really be a terror?
Who heals
of the
pain?
Who said that is the truth?
It
will pass through day and night.
Those
preaching as they are moving, those you find in the taxi, in the aeroplane, those of television,
radio,
every place. What is this?
Every
liar where they will be fair, what has happened.
Just
the way they reach
us. A
form of scripture like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
As
he told us in Isaiah,
this
the way
we cover
the punishment to the rebellious.
So
here are just the scriptures.
It
be something different your way.
You
rebellious and hardened in heart. Isaiah
28, verse 16. Yalutabaganye na magombe. Echibonyo obonyo echanjala bachiri itamu. Techiri tutu kako. Kubanga tufude biobulimba echidu kilo chafe.
Uhulite cheba akura.
You hear what they did.
Satani agena na walima muyakulida magombe.
Satan them is in charge of hell.
Elano ukufa.
Even death.
Elagena wakura na yena gano mkumuweleza.
Covenant with him to serve him.
Elane bekweka wansi uobulimba.
And under falsehood.
Ngabachi manjinti waliba echibonyeleze echanjala.
There will be an overwhelming scourge.
And
when the punishment comes, exposing every falsehood,
they
set up a hidden match
and
hypocrisy and falsehood. When it will pass through, it will expose them. But God told them,
Isaiah esura ya 28 olunyiri ole 16.
Isaiah 28:16.
Kama katonda chavayo garanti laba. Nteka musayo ne jinjo kuba omusingi. Ejinje lyate eliyakemebwa. Eliyakemebwa. Ejinje lyo kunsonde lyo muwendo omunji. Elinywezebwe nnyo wansi. Akili za tali anguiriza.
Ntumanyi bulungi ejinjire mukama
wa Yesu. No will the son the Lord Jesus.
Kigambo kya Katonda.
Be the word of God.
Yaja muzingo gwe kitabo gwa
mwandiki bwa. Scroll written about him.
Wa amaro kubanga mutaddewo kigambo kya Katonda.
Put the word of God.
Agisedwe mirundi musanvu.
This is seven times.
Yadi kwe bitukuvu.
Holy scriptures.
Okwita myo musanvu.
Through seven spirits.
Ali ukagamba munyule 10 na musanvu.
See in the verse 17.
Isaya sura ya 28. Onyole 10 na musango.
Isaiah 28 verse 17.
Erandi fulo musango kuba omugwa okugera. No butukirivu kuba omugwa ogutereza. No muzira guliera. Guliera dale chidukiro echo bulimba. Na mazigali anjala kuchifu echo kwekwe kamu.
Dukira mstepu esoka.
Remember in the first step.
Chigambo cha Katonda.
The word of God.
Nga kujuzo moyo.
As he fills us a spirit.
Ajange bigambo ebi obudamu.
Comes as words of life.
Ukuru kutange migeja mazambara.
Flow as streams of living waters.
Echo na chaja kuita yomu.
That will pass through in that form.
Wabu na mgundi edako orekum na munana.
Next phase in verse 18 is saying.
Isaya sura ya 28 nyore 10 na munana.
Isaiah 28:18.
Nenda gano jemalagana no kuferi jurukuka. Sono kutabagana kwa mwekwe matabagana na magombe tekuli nywera. Shibonyo bonye chiri anjala bachiri itamu. Nishiro kashibali nyirira wansi.
Chigena kubali nyirira.
It will trample them.
Obujuvu bw'okumanya kwa Katonda.
Fullness of the knowledge of God.
Omusana ogwaka wakati mu nsi.
Light shining in the midst of the world.
Mulimu n'okunyoma nyoma n'okuli nyirira.
Even despise and trampling.
Ninga siku nyoma nti faba banyoma.
Despise that we despise them.
Okusina ku magezi agechigamba agajja.
Wisdom of the word coming.
Okutegeera.
The understanding.
Okuteesa kwa Katonda.
The counsel of God.
Kuli muchigamba.
Which is in the word.
Amanya agali muchigamba.
The power in the word.
Omoyo w'okumanya Katonda.
Spirit of knowledge of God.
Ngechigamba chibuchi.
As his word is.
Moyo w'okutya mukama.
Spirit of fear of God.
No moyo wa mukama.
Spirit of the Lord.
Akubisidwa emirundi
ebibi. It's been doubled.
Amagezi agagenda kuli nyiriro obugezigezo obw'omunsi. Wabadde bakozesa.
Little wisdom of the world they have been using.
Olirenga bakuli nyiridde nga tukyawera.
The weight which they have trampled you can no more have any weight in you.
Usinira kubulimba bwalimba abantu.
For false you deceived people.
Era agamba olunyoruddako.
And he said next verse.
Isaya esura ya 28 olunyoro lwe 10 no.
Isaiah 28 verse 20.
Olunyoro lwe 10 no 9.
Verse 19.
Bulirwe china itangamu chinawa kwatanga kubanga bulirucha. China itangamwe misana nechiro ero kutegera ebibulirwa kuli bantu sansa
buli we china itangamwe
anytime it will pass
misana nachiro
day and night
focus tv
alive focus television
alive alive
preaches alive
era tosubira ku focus tv kugenda kubera ke
spectacle focus tv there is something else day and night
chigambo
the word
katira yongirira zakotala
hammer every time the hammer of the word
misana na kiro
there are night
abantu bategere ebibulira
people to understand what is
preached
it will become a terror around
ogendo kudamo imira katu
to start again on the
party
and to lie to them
abaso kane bakutunuli
in the first look at you like that
katira bachi kinyore byawo
this one these scriptures
unyote chachi
twisted why
meaning
we know it
laba otode muno yongera na
practice mikono wagulu their hands will be up. And the preacher would be amazed. This has never happened before. Pastor, why do you lie to us?
Pastor, why do you lie to us? Mwaba madini atana mwe mutumalira bise.
For you wasting our time.
Sikate mwara bisimane munsi muno.
Did appear in this world even.
Era abantu okutegeera obutegeezi.
People to understand.
Nari musoja musinganga tana lokoka.
The one the
world
not saved to find them with scriptures.
Ari okana yaba
fukire kizi. There will be a problem. Not saved.
Nenga katonda mukozesa.
God uses them.
Oba akola naye.
He works with them.
Mchino chibacha kozesa kuba batasoba akola
naye. God will use them. He uses, those are the stones here. He refused to speak. I have my stones, we speak. Those hardened of hearts yet can make them speak.
They are hardened hearts
like stone, but it tells them to speak this scripture. You know those who read Matthew 3 that God can get stones, people to speak from stones, stones to speak for him.
He
spoke people with hard hearts like stones. That's no. Prophet, you are a sorcerer.
According to this
script, the one speaking is in the world.
Yeah,
people are going to understand
by the
double portion you hear.
This step
to feel the Holy Spirit.
Some
things you can happen, but it's the second step. Now they want to be filled life, the
thoughts.
After you doubled, what happens? You know what happens? Ask Prophet Elisha. You can make those who have been coming. You see a youth. And you see me with a bald head again. And I'm an old man. And you say, sir, where is the apostle? Yet you are asking me. You come, I take you where he is.
Double portion.
Double portion.
You
saw what Elisha did.
The men attacked
all the army.
He
spoke angel of fire, blinded their eyes.
You think
they physically blinded them? No.
They
changed their sight. He took them to drink. You think how they reach where they drink tea from? They were seeing a youthful boy, leading them to look for old man Elisha. Give up on it. Don't you see why you can command you to be made old?
Or
become an insect.
You
become an insect or a worm. Or you become a cow. People came to attack here.
You say,
God, they are coming back. Let them become cows. And they begin, the cows eat grass on the roadside. The region said, whom were you attacking? Go in your appearance back. They come back with their guns. People will reach a time and say, what came in this world?
Double portion,
it can create someone. Shifting from a nature to another. In a twinkle of an eye. You're going to hinder this work.
It's
impossible.
You'll
not be able. You turn and we serve God when it is early. But to stop the work, you will not be able.
It's
the final work of God. How dare you stop it? Even the first, you were not able to stop it.
Did
you stop him to create heavens and earth? Water which created heavens and earth. Did you know it?
It's
what they call double portion. It creates.
It
can create you afresh.
What?
Don't you think it's going to be mere words? It is not mere words. All the ways have been told you.
Power,
the word angels are to be present. Those were with Elisha the prophet. Those who changed others saw Elisha, a youthful boy. And they took them to the king. Prophet Elisha.
met the youth. They saw him a youthful boy.
He
took them to Elisha himself, who was the one taking them. And they gave the youth a tip of money. He bought tea for them. After they
talked,
he said, oh, you ordered their
eyes.
And they saw there with the man they were looking for. And they said, we finished. Let's get back.
Double
question is not an easy thing.
It's
the real power used in the creation of heaven and earth. Which did the first work?
He's
the one doing the last final work. That which was able to create.
Be
careful for creating. You can come in the road and there is a wall in it. Those driving cars knock on the wall. And they have nowhere to go. Yet they don't see a wall. Invisible. Angels have built a wall there.
As they
built around Elisha, no one saw them. What we
hear
is not something small. Understand is the one who can't speak.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But that we expect it.
Atugambi,
told us, verse 19, Isaiah 28.
Kubanga buli lucha kinayitangamu emisana n'ekiro era okutegeera ebibuulirwa kuli ba ntiisansa olunya olwabiri kubanga ekitanda kimpi omuntu n'okuyinza n'atayinza kukyegololerako n'ekyokwebikkako kyako kifunda n'okuyinza n'atayinza kukyebikka
bakati abadde beekwese wansi
w'obulimba
era nga baawummula dda bamanyi baamala okulimba obukatuliki nga buli kugatanda
aganenetwamala
dda
okukwata
abaprotestant
and they rested on big beds. Their beds are to shorten. They wake up. Come with no more feet. There's no more rest. What they covered as their falsehood. And it is exposed. My God. The sheets of lies, no more feet cover them. In Isaiah 29, verse 18 it says,
Isaiah 29:18. Era kulunaku luli omugavu wa matu aliulira ebigambo byo mu kitabo.
Kakati ne kuba dogama ntiyo tayinza kutegeera.
The one you see they cannot understand.
Bijja kugenda nga webusizo omulira abitegeera.
Waves of fire they will understand them.
People
deaf physically who will hear these words.
Atule ku TV
ya. You sit on television like that. And they open their ears and they wonder, although this is the gospel in the world,
the
one who could not hear spiritual things, they will hear them. They like today.
What
was the prophecy that is coming to pass?
What is it?
They cannot understand the Bible.
Right?
This is not that
we
went to university or no.
God said, understand
the Bible, they will understand it.
Isaiah 29:19.
Abawombefu bagenda gana
emukama.
You've
taken long. Where have you been long? We've been waiting for you. Lord, you are.
We
called you, come. The world is consuming us. Religions got corrupted. Be careful on the gospel. Salvation to his God. Lord, where are you?
We've
seen you. Thank you for coming.
And when you come, thank you
coming, Lord. Thank you for coming. We are
saved.
You will see the praise in the world. Not in many days. Not in many years.
But
they will hear and say,
such
how long is like that?
Is it clear?
It's
the same.
The valley. How long is the saucepan? How long is
not business
which are dry?
Verse
7 say,
they are
the children of people, they are people, and they need to raise up. Pastor told us it's a saucepan.
It's a business.
They are in the valley, bones dry.
And
told us to prophesy flesh and bone on them.
Business
to be able to move on.
But
Lord, we understood what is preached. They will understand to become a terror. If
they want to say,
not understand, they will understand.
And
you see how they rejoice to the Lord.
In
verse 24, he said,
Isaiah
29:24.
Even those errant in spirits,
and
put on them demons, and take them in evil spirits. You say, my God, I've been in which form of spirits?
He
told me, Spirit coming on me, I feel him. I can't speak tongues, I don't understand. Babel in them.
How does
talk
tongues
which are clear?
Yes,
I
had
erred in spirit. And I'm in another spirit, this Holy Ghost.
Oh God,
I caught an erred in spirit.
It
had been coming on me. And I became the Lord. This is the one
who
is speaking to you. You will speak it. You don't want to speak. And it's much on you strangling you.
Others
fell on you. And you begin to speak.
Yes.
I am Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus coming on heads of people like demons. That the error that Jesus comes as demons. After they would know.
This
one perverted me in spirit.
We've
been in spirit but not the real one. This has been another spirit. People have been in Holy Ghost. The demon which is holy. And comes as caterpillar on them.
Yes.
Apostles had caterpillars.
The
spirit came in tongues of fire.
They didn't feel
when they put bald heads or consuming fire. No.
They
didn't hear. And something is stretching them. From zero to two, the cry and the weeping. Listen now. How long we've been in which spirit? We
could
error in spirits.
You were in the
Holy Spirit moment. And there came another spirit
which
swept you off, which called you off,
no,
and you perverted. You went in another spirit.
Bible
speaks of it more. 2 Corinthians 11.
If you
give another spirit, or another gospel, or another Christ, and you bear that,
now
you so as if you're in spirit.
If you
dream and you see, yet you see them in the wrong spirit, not in the spirit of the Lord. If you've gotten humbled
unto
the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory, those given fulfilled the call of God
on
the nation of Uganda, that's promising all nations.
In
the double portion,
show
you feeling of the Holy Spirit in this second step, where he passes through the waves of fire, through the breath of the word of God, the Holy Scriptures, right from the mouth of the holy ministers.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
The
ministry which is easy.
You pray, speak scriptures. You can speak them according to this one's issue. Go to them as living waters. Prepare for the Holy Spirit come to a work in them. Or go as the consuming fire.
Cover
the powers of darkness in them.
Praying
how they are to go. Read scriptures. Some of these eye and mind is opening up. Where have I been? Let's look into this verse.
Isaiah 29:24. N'ababemulugunya bali igokuyigirizibwa.
Abachama moyo bali fuka abategeeza.
Those who are in spirit will understand. Listen now.
Bichibyo tubaddemo emyaka
giriri. We've been all in these years.
Mubale mu bulokozi emyaka 10.
In salvation 10 years.
Batotegeera muwadde.
Don't understand at all.
Tubadde tugenda mu guru.
We are going to heaven, but how?
In
Herod, you don't know. Those even who murmured, complained.
That's
why you sell handkerchiefs. Those is anointed. We shouldn't touch him. Yet scripture doesn't speak like that. It said, touch not those God anointed. Not on that one person. Because the anointed, we are here.
Even
they deceived, yet they are not even anointed.
But
the anointed of the Spirit of God
doesn't
do what contradicts with the Holy Spirit. But he sells rings that they are blessed. Now Jesus is now blessed. He sells trees. Come and complain. Because he's anointed. You will understand. And the real seasons have come already. And you will be taught scriptures. This is the teaching.
Tell
you, don't call this work hard. But this second step you look to
of
being filled with the Holy Spirit,
passing
through the breath of the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, come from the holy ministers of God as waves of fire. Not this which burns with the iron, but the fire which orders. He chases powers of darkness and the sicknesses of it. And you totally set
on the line.
And just be preached the gospel, you move back home. And I came with Maria, as I heard the words, I got healed. And then
you
doesn't waste time to touch you even.
So to see the
speak the gospel in its fruitfulness.
And
we see it. Bible speaks Jeremiah 23, verse
28.
29, as it says this.
Jeremiah 23:28. Noya aline chigambo changa yogerenge chigambo change no bwesigwa.
Kakati nabibu obuliyo ngoli nabiwa bulimba
ku bintu bye. False provident thing.
Namubera mugalotoroto gamba gwe mwogera.
Your dreams which you speak.
Bwetuge na mchiroto.
When you go in a dream or in the vision.
Bwetugenzo okolisibwa okulaba katonda no kugera naye.
Vision to see and speak to God.
Erokuwe chigambo chingiri wali ku bintu ku bibi.
Verse is what as the scriptures are.
Akugamba ndo obo yogera chigambo ngache warabye.
The word and what you saw.
Yayo runyiriri ku runyiriri.
You get out scripture by scripture. Command by command.
Chogere no bwesigwa rabo muri mu
faithfulness, see the work it does in his people.
Agamba,
he said, unto the humble, come as waves of fire which have come, to burn powers of darkness,
take
away hardening of hearts,
to
renew the thirsty of the word of God. But to those
hardening
hearts, comes as fire, it makes itself a hammer. And it humbles those who are hardened in heart.
Remember,
fire is used to manufacture these things of iron.
That's why speaks in the verse 29. And he says this. Jeremiah 23:9. If it can go as a wave in fire reform, reaches out of someone and is contending, it makes in itself a hammer.
And it
hammers you, you feel you're humbled. You can even get sick.
Immediately
after you had, because of hardening of heart, you get sick. You draw on it and you're not aligned.
1 Corinthians 11.
Get to the body of Christ. That is the word. And they are the Holy Scriptures. If you're not settled, others get sick. Others become weak. If others die, someone will come contending and they will get sick of malaria. They get sick gradually. No, they will not die immediately. Government can question us why they died. And they cope with the malaria. It increases gradually. The word is in them. It's hammering every aspect of the heart.
And let
be careful yourself. Very careful, brethren.
For
the level we are on to, remember what's revealed is ours.
Deuteronomy 29:29.
What's revealed is for us, even our children and our children's children, to commit and handle them. If you didn't know it,
you
wouldn't have had a case. And now the case comes, knowing and remain despising. Some of you hear the scriptures, make contentions against them. Me too. I understand mine. They will do harm to you. As waves of fire to align you.
Take
powers of darkness and sickness.
Say,
this one is
hardened.
Change, make a hammer. Make us arrows. You pierce all the hearts and put holes in it. You will come parting and you're struggling for breath. I'm not breathing well.
You have
word of God reaches to what extent? Bible speaks in Hebrews 12:29. Our God is a consuming fire. But no, even his word is like that. Releases it as a consuming fire.
He
wants to make our mouth his mouth.
I say
scriptures like consuming fire.
Hebrews 12:29.
Our God is a consuming fire. Even his, what does he say?
Jeremiah 23:29
is a consuming fire. And a hammer which breaks down. Wants to make our mouth like that to be his mouth. Speak unto nations. Praise the Lord. My name Apostle Mugisha.
To
add on that word, we've been told through the Holy Spirit. What I've discovered is one, you don't take this as a joke, for the word is a fire. If you read Jeremiah 5, verse 14, so you as a human being are going to be like firewood. When the word will come, it will just consume you.
So us
be careful as we speak some words. May God bless you.
Amen. Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
So
our journey should be like this.
The
counsels of God is words.
Prepares
us in these steps.
God will tell you in
the Hebrews
12:5-26
that do not forsake the fellowship just as the man of others
is.
Most when you see the days drawn near of the coming back of Jesus.
The
word gathering had put in much meaning.
But it's
where the initial steps
of being
filled with the Holy Spirit. But we despise the gatherings.
Others
became with our phones here. And you put in your ear.
That
another ear you hear the gospel. Another ear you hear another music. Another
ear.
One eye where I am. Another eye is on. I've commanded today.
Everyone you
see them with the phone in the ear, or they watch on the screen, you raise your hand. You tell us that person.
Ashes,
take them outside. Don't know gathering of saints how it happens. God, you do things like that. When you see such a person, you raise your hand.
I
have someone who puts the phone in the ears.
In their
WhatsApp in the service.
Go
home, do things in your home. If they come, you didn't have come. Let's tell you this. Don't seek for your own things, but you seek for you. If you came, you're on another business.
No,
you go back. God calls those who are in burdens. If you get tired, you will get back.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Come in
all, brethren. The feeling of these two steps, the feeling of the Holy Spirit, through these two steps.
While
you fulfill Jeremiah 23, the verse 18.
Jeremiah
23:18. Jeremiah 23:16.
Bwati bwayogera Mukama ow'Eggye nti, temuwuliranga bigambo bya bannabbi abalagula, ababayigiriza ebitaliiko kye bigasa. Boogera okwolesebwa okuvudde mu mutima gwabwe bo. So okutavudde mu kamwa ka Mukama.
Nti owulira Katonda ayagala okufuula omwa bwaffe
akamwaubeere
ng'oyogera ebivudde mu kamwa ke.
Speak what has come from God's mouth.
Naye atugobye ku bannabbi bali.
Just as from those prophets.
Ab'obulimba.
Who are false.
Aboogera okwolesebwa.
Who speak visions.
Okuvudde
ndowooza zaabwe. Come from their thoughts.
Era nga tekuvudde mu kamwa ka Mukama.
Not come from the mouth of God.
Kubanga tekulina kye kugenda kugasa.
Nothing it will benefit you.
Mu mitendera gyombiri egy'okujjuzibwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
So be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Speak
their words as they want.
Not a
and you don't be filled.
Kusoka,
the first step,
hearing
the word of God, comes in the way of the Spirit and as living waters.
Anointing
you each teaches.
There
is nothing.
The second
step is not there also.
With
the breath of the word of God. The Holy Scriptures, the Holy Servants of God, they come as waves of fire.
Don't
waste time here.
You
cannot move into levels and steps.
And
you there retard all long.
Many years
spent in salvation, you're there.
You
don't grow in spirit at all.
Growing
spirit means to be filled of the Spirit. In spirit, you don't grow tall. Or you grow fat. Not in that way. I would have said you've grown in spirit.
Jeremiah 23:17.
Ani yali atereseza ekigambo kyange? Ani yali yetegereza ekigambo kyange n'akiwulira?
Nti naye ani yali atudde Mukama w'ateesiza
ebigambo
n'awulira
n'ategera
ekigambo?
Ani
yali yetegereza?
Who has analyzed? You know, government has been major all along. If you've gathered where they teach the word of God, where there is the counsel, where God takes counsel of his words. It's been major all along. I don't know why you despised it. You despised it.
You must be
so and go there is no words. God sits you, brings you, he takes counsel of his words.
He
said, I will gather in the days I want. Now he gets surprised of you. For you have been missing steps of being filled the spirit and your
gift.
The poet is said, don't forsake fellowship. Yet something in you which happens in that.
Jeremiah 23:19.
Jeremiah 23:19.
Laba kibuyaga wa Mukama kye kirui kye afulumye we wawo kibuyaga wa amaanyi aligwa ku mutwe gw'ababi. Olwabiri, obusungu bwa Mukama tebulidde okutuusa lw'alimala okutuukiriza, okutuusa lw'alikomekereza omutima gwe bye gumaliridde. Mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma mulikitegerera ddala.
These
are the real days.
Paka ng'atuukiriza omulimu gwe ogusembayo.
He fulfills his final work.
Kati mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma mukitegerera
ddala. Latter days you've understood it.
Obwedda ayogera mu bannabbi.
All along he's spoken all prophets.
Realize
what the Lord moved on to speak.
In the latter days, he said they will
reach to understand what is preached. These are the seasons. Though you doubted to what level, and you hear of these words, at least you understand something.
There is
a place where we repair the car from. The man came here 1-2 days. When there we found him, tell his colleagues, you say you're born again. You know he was not born again.
Why
don't you go to the other place? You cannot get out. If you come out, you're not understood. I know you'll be dafted so much. Wasn't born again, but spoke to born again. If you leave that place without understanding, I know you are so dafted. If me, who doesn't understand? I understood.
And
if you go and you don't go back, I know you are children of hell.
There was a
spirit based in him to speak to them.
Some,
the next day they came. The next Sunday they were here. They sat behind, but they were shameful.
We were
teacher Eddie heard them.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
So, Abuganda.
Now, brethren.
He
said in the last,
they are
to understand it.
Verse
21, and he said,
Jeremiah 23:21.
Them ran quick that God has sent them.
Give
them his word which called fire. God prepare people be filled of the Spirit. Didn't give them, they caused him speak. And you get the empty time in the synagogue and you in the church, as you say. You spent like 5 years in salvation and you have 1-2 scriptures. Yet that too you don't understand it.
You
can't preach to some of your neighbors. I'm going to preach what to them? 5 years. You can't preach to the neighbors. You have nothing to preach to them. And you go for fellowship. Someone fellowships here one day and they go preach to the neighbors. And they have the scriptures, they read by them.
But
they enter him like consuming fire.
Step
in the second step of being filled the Spirit.
He's the elect. We are inside you.
That's right.
Jesus told the disciples,
the
Matthew 10,
the rich and
the rulers come to you and they ask you, don't worry what to speak.
But
the Spirit will give you in that time what to answer them. Why did he speak with them like that?
Given
them in the first step.
What?
And they move them a spirit of life.
When
they pass waves of fire in them, as he told them, he knew the Spirit will remind them. The one anointing, teaching will teach them and remind them.
Why
do they ask you, the rulers, what to answer them? Already wrote in them the anointing flowing, and he will remind them and he teaches them. When they call, can't worry. Can you worry what to speak? Even if the apostles, pastors, come and preach, you are off. You have moved me. What can I teach now? You can hear scriptures begin to. This cross here, this comes here. These two comes. You hear. They tell you, teach on this.
They
await for this and that.
He can even
schemes for there in this place.
That he teach,
and people amazed.
How
long these are here?
Yet you
see the minister of the place is getting slimmed.
That
they call
it up.
I know nothing. And he tells you teach of this. You touched in the real wound. You squeeze it
pass,
and they feel finished. And all the leaders,
we
went to the prayer mountain in Uganda, and they called us.
We reached
right at the pain. We squeezed the wound.
People
of the synagogue rejoiced. But as they entered the immediate meeting,
this
man move on is to take all the congregation.
Because
the congregation has rejoiced so much, they felt life
and
they thank God for sending them an apostle.
It means
the congregation is taking
it.
The next congregation requested us to minister again. They put another minister.
They say
there's not any apostle who has been called for the call. People were moving out of the arena
mountain,
of the prayer mountain. They are leaving. They are
grieved.
We found them in that. We don't understand what is there.
They
said the man is an apostle. They did look at
him.
They passed us when they are complaining, murmuring.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
So,
let's finish a few verses here. Verse
22,
it says,
Jeremiah 23:22. Era abandi bakyusizza okuleka ekkubo lyabwe bbi.
Stand where he takes counsel of his word.
Like
the new generation with the full knowledge of God. And they are filled with themselves. And they make people know their his words. God doesn't want his children know words of these ministers.
But
the real words of God to do a work in them. And he said
that
what is not most to speak the burden of God.
Most
the final work of God on the planet Earth,
basically
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, perhaps it's a burden. This is not a burden.
If you
know the ways how they are, that man be like Prophet Elijah and as Prophet Moses, give us the double portion that appeared in the Elisha.
It is if you understand all ways. Spread this anointing everywhere, it is easy.
According
to the steps I've told you,
of
being filled with the Holy Spirit,
getting
the anointing which teaches,
it's
so easy.
They
will be on the radios.
Since
they put flash.
Radio
our radio station.
Focus radio.
Focus radio.
TV.
Television.
Obutabo.
The books.
Decoding.
Decodings.
Video.
Video.
Videos recording.
Recorded. And they are filled when we are not there. And they say, want to give a
test.
And when they come to testify, you send this one to this place.
You
don't know where he prepared them from. How they heard the gospel from. But this is not a burden.
Where
he speaks in the verse
32.
From verse 31, and he says,
Yeremia sura ya 2 mwe 3 onyolo 3.
Yeremia 23 verse 13.
Kale raba ndi mulabe waba nabbi bwayogera mukama. Ababba ebigambo byange buli muntu ku munne. Olwasa tumolumu.
Ulide ekiriwo.
Ababadde
babba obwawo.
Still false scriptures.
Ne babugatta mbulimba
bya mbulimba bwa. They are falsehood.
Mulabe katwe chetuse.
Is an enemy where it is.
Kuba mazuchileta lunyiriri
ko. Please now command by command. Scripture by scripture.
Woba wachiba nochigatta mugagambo gono.
Your words to twist it.
Use
scriptures of God steal from the throne of God. God is your enemy now, let me tell you. Brought his words and the upright.
It
goes as the spirit.
The
step of being filled anointing. Fill the spirit of God.
Second
step as waves of fire. You're going to hear.
You
to understand what is preached.
Fill
words of God's scriptures. Join them in your falsehoods. And they will see you.
That
scripture where you put, does it fit there?
Oh,
you madam.
And
they no more call you pastor. They call you madam. No more be worthy be pastor.
But
now you steal a few scriptures. Speak upon them your many words.
We
don't make any meaning.
Jeremiah 23:31.
You hear? Don't
dare
use your tongue to speak. You prophet who is false and you apostle. Who is false?
And
you pastor who is false?
And
speak again that God is spoken.
And
that tongue is going to be tied once. What made you lie in the name of the Lord? Wake up, say God. Show me speaking with me the vision.
Those
who buy this handkerchief, I will speak, speak. And you'll get stuck on that tongue. Where did God speak? Speak that they sell handkerchiefs of the world. Spoke and say freely you're given. You too freely give. After
he turned
that we sell and buy.
Jeremiah 23:32.
You see this shoe? This shoe. I got it from America. Everyone who saw in it. Someone who put money. Tap the anointing. Anointing which tap it from your shoe.
Not
understood how you tap anointing. Haven't you understood it? They are always preaching on
themselves.
And they familiarize God. This shoe
it
has anointing. It's going on a shoe. This coat, that one, the one who clothes it today, comes with a million shilling cloth anointing and he takes it off. They have realized the children of God again.
Yeremia sura ya 23 olunyiriri olwasatu mwebiri.
Jeremiah 23:32.
Naye sabatuma so sabalagira so tebaligasa bantu bano nakatono bayogera
mukama. Bagenda kukasa.
They are not going to profit you.
Tudiremuko.
Yeremia sura ya 23 olunyiriri mwebiri.
Jeremiah 23:32.
Naye sabatuma so sabalagira so tebaligasa bantu bano nakatono bayogera mukama.
Rude murona.
Yeremia sura ya 23:32.
Jeremiah 23:32.
Laba ndi mulabe wabo abalagula ebirote ebyobulimba bwabwe n'okwenyumiriza kwabo kutaliimu.
Babeera mu kwenyumyanyumya.
They are always speaking of themselves.
Nabo balina amamotoka n'amayumba so tebabuulira ku butuufu.
It's what they preach on their pulpits.
Yeremia sura ya 23:32.
Jeremiah 23:32.
Naye sabatuma.
Agamba teyabatuma.
He said he did not send them.
Nibakira kumachane bagamu kama yabatumye.
Say God has sent them.
So sabalagira.
Taina chi yali abalagira.
Did not command them anything.
Okusaba na abantu bonna.
To pray with all people. He didn't command them.
Kubanga tunaenda soba kuulira buli muntu buli gwasanze.
Cannot begin to see every person he has
called. Na batendenyeza abali na
gabi. Don't repent with sin. God told me pray with all people.
Yagambye bwatu.
He told you like that? Which God?
Yeremia sura ya 23:32.
Jeremiah 23:32.
So tebali gasa bantu bano nakatono.
Tewali kyebagenda kakati gwali yo soko.
Now you who is in that place, tell me.
Obagwe yava.
Or you came from there.
Waganyuru wachi.
What profit did you get from there?
Ukujja ko kunyagibwanga ko sente n'ebintu.
Money from you and your possessions.
Iraroza ndiye waganyurwa.
Think you got profit.
Uro kugule moto kana ama
yo. Buying a car and houses. Yona
bijja kugwa neto wafuna chigambo cha
Katonda. Finish but you did get the word of God.
Wanga chocho ukache chita.
The only one which will never pass away.
Yeremia sura ya 23 olunyorwasa tumwesa.
Jeremiah 23:33.
Awa bantu bano oba nabbi bali kubuza nga bogera nti omugugu gwa mukama chechi. Kale no bagamba nti omugugu chi. Ndibagoba bwayogera mukama.
Ulide burundi.
Have you heard well?
Abantu abo.
Those people.
Baba nabbi abo.
Of those prophets.
Nabega bisa nimu kama
tisinga.
Uganda batu kisimu.
Uganda they put a burden on us.
Bagabo mugugu byere. Gorabye bizibu byakuwereza.
Have you seen that it's hard to minister?
Okuwereza katonda simu gugu.
Serving God is not a burden.
Kubanga wali wenkole nyamu.
There is a way.
Ezokuwereza mukatonda.
Serving God.
Nota ulira mugugu.
You don't feel a burden.
Nekubanga betuma bokka batawana ne bashiba okufuna bibara akozesa amanyi asibira ekigambo kubagambe nasose kusiba.
Did they tell you I fasted?
Singa watula nojuzibwa.
If you started to
be killed,
would it have blacked?
Ngogama mone ya ujeko mukasenga nonya chigambo
in the room to look for the word to preach. They told you I first separate myself and I'm there hidden from you. Every day am I not here?
Think
when I look for what to preach to you? I
pass
the counsel of God is what to say in the journey of heavens. Now if it's teaching, it just connects. Let's go on this. You teach this. And things are flowing.
Not
a
button.
I've never seen it a button. Those who need to see them come. Heals without any torment on people.
And
God, you must pass and pray much. He doesn't want to heal the sick.
It causes
you to say, Lord, serving God is a burden.
We
shouldn't speak that it's a burden.
And
the one who speaks that
means
keep steps of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Even the part you failed to reach it. How will you, they have reached it even? When you skip to the two. You say the burden of God.
You seek for
a word you
passed.
The word of a month.
And
you come, you've gotten one word. One, not even
half.
It has no meaning. It is the produce of two months. You come back with a headache. Death must die.
And you beat him for an entire month. He comes to pick more people.
Yes, God is a
burden. You were in those churches.
Finally,
not progressing. And demons attack you, not stopping. They are pastors. They
kick
demons and they act dry here. And they insist the entire day. And they go back home, they say, Lord. And shed tears. Demons refuse to come. Why do you put this burden of ministry on me?
Look, keep levels. So be filled, you skip to them.
Now you claim the burden of God.
And you bubble in tongues.
Where are you, Lord? And you, but Lord, you cry tears and you put a burden on you like that.
And
this was our vision, not easy.
Ever since
God said, demon strangled me. If you had the fire of the word, where would they have passed to strangle you? They don't
bear
the word of God, the consuming fire. But
they
strangle you all years.
And
they beat you off your bed.
They
kick you off the bed. You fall on the floor.
And they put the Bible at the pillow side.
And they strangle you with your Bible under your pillow. They tell you the Bible will be under your pillow like that. It should be in you, not under your pillow.
No, this is your word.
The scripture says that
John
15:7 says that if you abide in me
and my
words are in your Bibles, ask what you need to be given you. Oh, it says if you abide in me
and
my words abide in you, ask what you need to be given you.
Now,
salvation became a burden your way.
You skip
first steps of being filled with the Spirit. But poverty much on you. Your Father owns heavens and earth.
I am a poverty of the spirit. No,
and you begin this thing,
yet
you contend with his words. After I say, Apostle, I began a business, you prayed for me. But it's troubling me.
Yet you trust
God, we began a word of God in you. You began not to mind to come for fellowship.
And you think
it will move on your work.
The people you prayed for, they made them eat. You saw them move like you in the knowledge of God.
Someone said, you guided me in this business, but not shifting on. What I told you, did you do it?
Or
reached, you did what you wanted. And you say, me too, I'm mature.
Mature
one is not late.
they lead themselves. Those led are children of God. Let's finish, your time is left us.
Jeremiah 23:34.
They will punish them. That's why God is punishing the church.
Yeah,
time is time to beat church himself. And you pray, it doesn't
business,
business, it falls more. Say, why did I pray?
But you pray to say, Lord,
and you put the burden of salvation. I put a burden of God.
Spoken,
I'm going to beat you with your house. You think that salvation is a burden.
I
think those bearing burdens, show them rest. I tell them it's a burden. Lord, and we get sick, and we suffer. As those who die, they dog on. Emphasis on God.
Businesses
and you left them to crash. Because when you got saved, you began to joke in salvation. If you tell God salvation is a burden, or serving God is a burden, you are on a problem.
He beat 10
churches over that in the entire world.
And they get the sorrow of
wonder why God never answers them. Telling him that serving him is a burden.
If salvation is a burden
on you. The cancers would have shown you. Angels to fight for you. But you are there.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah. It's what you are in. You go home.
You
say, go and pray. And you speak what you want. Say, if you get tired, you keep silent.
No, Sava.
And you pray.
Some of you are in
synagogues. You are not said every time you are dreaming Jesus.
Yes.
As you are overnight.
You pray through the night, Satan, go.
Say salvation. Wait in the morning when the eyes are red. What is wrong? Salvation. Why are your eyes red? Salvation. Why at the mouth dry? The salvation. You know one pillar of salvation is fasting. I don't know why it's written. It's a pillar of salvation. That fasting.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. Just keeping two steps.
The
Spirit of God.
No, and
the feeling of knowledge of God. And His glory. Through the word. That's why you've seen salvation for you. And you reach to call it a burden.
No, it's
a trouble. I've never seen it. Life of ministry of
ministry.
Before this ministry began, I've never seen it that you say. Salvation is a burden. Even serving God. Everything I see is shifting. Accepted 7 years. I've not told you to sit 7 years. It's God who taught me then.
And
the teaching of God, you know it.
All
wisdom and all understanding.
At least
can get
more,
and they are reduced from the minister.
God
is in a human being speaking with people. In the
journey
of heaven, God speaks with a human being.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jeremiah 23:35. era nti Mukama ayogedde ki? 36 N'omugugu gwa Mukama temukyagwatula nate, kubanga buli muntu ekigambo kyeye kyekiriba omugugu gwe, kubanga mwanyola ebigambo bya Katonda omulamu ebya Mukama weggye Katonda waffe.
Kati ebyammwe mbadde nga mweyogerako muwulira byammwe bye mwagala.
You spoke things you wanted.
Ebyafukira abantu bano omugugu wamu nammwe.
A burden to these people together with you.
Kubanga mwadda ku kigambo kya Katonda mukinyoola ne mukinyooma.
God twisted it.
Singa mwakikwata nga bwe kiri.
If we handle it as it is.
Kyandiyisiza abantu bano mu steps ebbiri ez'okugizibwa omwoyo.
Ne
bagenda ku step eyokusatu.
And they go to the third step.
Eyokugizibwa omwoyo direct mu bujjuvu.
Direct the spirit in the fullness. Seven spirits of God.
Ne bamulisiza amawanga.
And enlightened to nations.
Oba mwoyo eky'okusibwako emikono.
Or being laid on hands.
Yeremia sura ya 23 olunyolwa 3 mu musa.
Yeremia 23:37.
Bwoti boba ogamba nabbi nti Mukama akuzzeemu ki? Era nti Mukama ayogedde ki? 38 Naye mulyogera nti omugugu gwa Mukama. Mukama kyava ayogera bwati nti, kubanga mwogera ekigambo ekyo nti omugugu gwa Mukama, nange mbatumidde nga njogera nti temwogera nga nti omugugu gwa Mukama.
Naye abatumidde nga agamba.
He sent to them as he said.
Okuweereza Katonda si
mugugu. Serving God is not the burden.
Obulokozi si mugugu.
Salvation is not the burden.
Ekyabufuula omugugu.
What made it the burden?
Mwe okwogera nga bye mwagala
mwe. To speak what you want.
Mulekawo ekigambo kya Katonda.
And you abandon the word of God.
Ekyandiyinzizza okuyisa abantu.
Which was able to make people.
Okutenda kw'okujuzibwa amafuta.
Pass through steps of being filled anointing.
Okujuzibwa
filled with the Holy Spirit.
N'ekigambo kya Katonda mu bujjuvu.
Word of God in the fullness.
Nga bawulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
And hear the word of God.
Mu step esooka.
First step
it
moves his words of life, work in them, beginning of fullness of the Holy Spirit. In the second step, get as waves of fire, move and prepare them.
In there,
here the third step, the Holy Spirit comes direct, in laying on of hands. Those who were first filled with the Holy Spirit. After the one who is laid on,
to
be prepared by the two steps, those we first heard. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.